good evening, everyone. My name is Amy McCann. We are on the Spigacy FM. The host today with me on the Spigacy FM is Stephen and Paul.
Hello.
Hi. How are you going?
Good.
How was your week?
Pretty awesome.
What was the highlight?
Okay.
How was Tuesday? You did some artwork on Tuesday, I hear.
Yeah, we did.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
What did you get up to?
This painting, hanging with my friend Kelly.
Oh, cool. Stephen, how was it for you?
Pretty awesome.
And you went to the gym on Wednesday?
Yep. Pretty awesome too.
What did you think of the episode last week?
It was so awesome.
Good. That's great. We've got a good show lined up tonight, guys. We've got...
But tonight we're going to have to do it at 5:30 and listen to it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, good. It is going to be a good show this week. We've got a quiz coming up, as we do every week. The quiz this week is about...
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I think we all do, which is going to be really handy because we can all actually have a stab at the answers.
Do you know that this is to college about this?
No. How do you mean?
I thought they did this in high school or in a college. Do Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, cool. That's... Okay, well, maybe you'll remember some of the answers.
Yeah, cause I watched it quite a lot.
And you've watched it as well. Although we're actually good.
So, well, I can't say it, so me and Lisa sing this together.
Wicked. We've got the news coming up as well with Stephen.
Yes, we do.
Three exciting stories to discuss this week.
So.
Things that have happened quite recently as well. We'll come back to that shortly. I think we should kick off with a song.
Yes.
We're going to dive into Austin by Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
It's because of them.
She left without leaving a number. She said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night I'm bowling, if you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe what kind of man would hang on that long. What kind of love that must be. She waited 3 days and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then, if it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game. And first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. This time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should've listened to it a little more, and it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? And I still love you. I still love you.
That's Splash Outen, who sings Austin.
I like that song. That actually, that type of country music, it took me a while to get into that, but I actually quite like it now.
Me and Joe used to sing this ago.
What do you like best about country music?
It's
quite happy, isn't it? Yeah. It's always happy. It's always very major
key.
But
my favorite, God, I Love Her.
Yeah, that's the song that introduces this show. I think we've decided to keep that in as a bit of an intro theme.
Yeah.
So when it hits at 6 o'clock on Planet FM every Friday night.
Yeah.
People know it's the show. Yeah, that's cool. There's a few more songs coming up. First, we've got a quiz to get into. Quickly before we do, I just want to give a quick word out to everyone listening that on the 4th of December, we're going to be down in Devonport at the festival. Christmas festival. Speakeasy's going to be set up down there. Come find us. Come have a chat and come talk to the guys. We're going to be recording down there, doing an episode.
We're going to dog so far.
Yeah, and we're going to be walking around the crowd.
Are you looking out there?
Meeting people and just talking to people in the community. So please come on down on the 4th of December, which is a Sunday. We'll be there from about 9 a.m. Will I bring my dog? Probably.
Yeah, but yeah,
She's quite timid in social situations, so we'll have to see how she goes. I think she'll be fine, though. She warms up
and
to it.
And come and get lollies with us.
Yeah, lollies. Are we going to have lollies?
Yep.
I'm bringing Finny along.
Wicked, that's awesome. We've also got an Instagram page now. It's Speakeasy, that's all one word, Speakeasy New Zealand. So spelt out, Speakeasy New Zealand. Go online, check it out. There's going to be more and more photos added every week.
Okay.
Starting with one from today, I suppose. We'll chuck one up. So whoever's listening, jump on Instagram, leave some comments. And as always, you can email in at paul@speakeasynz.com with any questions, comments, thoughts, feelings.
Have we got some feedback from...
Not yet. We only just started this. I think if we just keep letting people know where to find us, please do email in. Let us know who you are and what you're about.
Yeah.
And we'll give you a shout out. All right. Shall we dive into this quiz?
Yes.
Yes.
As I said earlier, this is about a show, a TV show from the 90s, a very good show.
Yeah, me and Lisa love the show.
That's great, isn't it? It still stands as well. Dear old Will Smith, who is trying his hardest these days, but he was very, very good in his debut. Before he slapped somebody, this was when he really was the Fresh Prince.
But now he's a bit, yeah, he slapped somebody.
He's got a lot to answer for, I think.
It's not that funny, Steve.
No, I don't think it is. That was the point, though. Slapping some. Yeah. He slapped a very funny man. He could have made a funny situation out of it, but I think it was a bit...
Yeah.
It was unusual. When I first saw it, I thought, is this a stunt?
The guy was talking about his wife.
That's right. But no, he wasn't even saying anything that bad, if you remember.
Keep my wife's name out of your mouth, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite,
it's
quite extreme for such a large audience.
My dad showed me to bedtime.
Yeah, and apparently Will Smith got asked or is basically left the Academy, which is what everyone there is part of. It's the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
He's not part of the Academy, whether it's a suspension for a year or he's out of it forever, who knows. But that's, as an actor, you'd work your whole life to get into that Academy. So I'm not sure what's going on in his head. All right, question one. What city was Will from? Speaking of Will Smith, was it New York, Philadelphia, Detroit, or Atlanta?
Philadelphia.
Same.
Correct. All right, we're off to a good start here. What is the order of Phil and Vivian's children from oldest to youngest? This one might be quite difficult. Let's see if we get it right. Is the eldest Carlton? Is the eldest Ashley? Is the eldest Hillary? Or is the eldest Nikki?
Carlton.
Do you reckon it's Carlton?
At least the daughter.
Hillary.
Yeah, Hillary.
Is it Hillary?
Yeah.
That's 2-1. Stephen, what do you think?
Okay.
Should we?
Probably Hillary.
All right. Boom, correct.
That's right.
Nice work. Good teamwork. Who is Will's best friend? Thai, Ice Tray, Carlton, or Jazz?
Jazz.
It is, isn't it? Stephen, do you agree?
Yep.
Correct. What was Jeffrey's last name? The butler. Banks, Smith, Butler, or Williams? So is it Jeffrey Banks, Jeffrey Smith, Jeffrey Butler, or Jeffrey Williams?
Jeff.
Which one? No, sir, his last name, his surname. Jeff Smith, Jeff Butler, Jeff Williams, or Jeff Banks?
Jeff Smith.
Smith, okay. It was Butler. What?
Jeffrey Butler.
His last name, oddly enough, Jeffrey's last name was the same as his job, Butler. Funny.
Jeff Butler.
Which character did James Avery play on the show? This is a hard one. Was it Carlton, Jeffrey, Uncle Phil, or Jazz?
Uncle Phil.
That'll be a, is it a guess or do you know? I think you might be on the right track, actually. What do you think?
Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil, he passed away, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
All right, let's see if it is. Oh, it was right. Well done. James Avery played Uncle Phil.
He passed away.
Rest in peace. About a year ago. Yeah, it was quite.
We should dedicate some for Smith's family.
Reasonably recent.
I saw Bill Quarles.
Yeah. What was that, Stephen?
We should dedicate his family a song.
We should. What sport did Ashley play when she was younger? Soccer, tennis, softball, or basketball?
Say again?
What sport did Ashley play when she was younger? Soccer, tennis, softball, or basketball?
Soccer.
Stephen?
Soccer.
Okay, I'm going to go with soccer. It was actually tennis.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's all right.
What was Uncle Phil's profession? Was he a judge, a senator, a professor, or a CEO?
CEO.
Oh, we've got a mixed bag here. Judge or CEO?
I'm a judge, I think.
Judge.
I'm going to go with judge as well. Correct. You guys are on the wrong.
I thought it's CEO.
I used to watch it when it was on TV.
Fair enough. Yeah, same. It was on. I think it was on, you know, when it was actually being recorded around the 90s, and that's when I...
It was on Channel 2.
That's right, at about 5 p.m. or something.
They don't play anymore.
Not really, not unless it's a rerun. What college did Will and Carlton go to? Was it ULA, so University of Los Angeles, USC, Stanford, or California State University?
Stanford.
Is it?
Okay, going with Stanford. It was actually ULA. Will and Carlton both attended ULA before Carlton leaves to attend Princeton. What was the ULA mascot? The University of Los Angeles mascot was a chicken, a bulldog, a peacock, or a lion? I have no idea.
What?
The mascot for the university. Was it a chicken, a bulldog, a peacock, or a lion?
A lion.
Stephen?
A lion.
Is that a guess?
Yes.
Probably a good guess. Let's go with it. Ready? 3, 2, 1. That was a peacock. I think a lion would have been more fitting. What was the name of Alfonso Ribeiro's character? Nicky, Jeffrey, Jazz, or Carlton?
Carlton.
Yeah, say it right there.
Going with Carlton?
Yeah.
Correct. Last question. What was Hillary's fiancé's name? Terence, Tristan, Trevor, or Thomas?
Tristan.
James?
Tristan.
It was actually Trevor.
Oops.
Trevor. Oh, I remember that. All right, you guys did extremely well. Only about 2 or 3 wrong. Well done. Right. Time for a song. I think in fitting with the theme of that quiz, we should play the Fresh Prince song. What do you guys think?
Yeah, we'll do that.
We've got it lined up.
This is from Will Smith.
This is with the guy called James who died.
This is for Amy's fault.
Catch you soon.
My life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spend most of my days.
chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school, when a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, I might as well kick it. First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel Air living like? This might be all right. But wait, I hear the prissy bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place that they should send this cool cat? I don't think so. I'll see when I get there. I hope they're prepared for the Prince of Bel Air. Plane landed, and when I came out, there was a dude look like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like lightning disappeared. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said freshen it and dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it. Yo, home to Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, yo, home, smell you later. Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
I will say that. Wow.
Steven, what have we got in the news?
Well, in the news, if you haven't heard, there was a man that went to a bank and held some people hostage in Waitoloa.
What's happening in New Zealand? How come that's happening more and more? But this is a different one. This is not the ram raids that we're used to. This is getting more creative. It's a man charged after people taken hostage at Rotorua Bank.
He's a bit of a nutcase, this guy.
Oh, sounds like it. Was it me? No, it wasn't me. I swear, I have an alibi this time. I was in Auckland when this happened. The incident occurred at an address at Amohu Street in the centre of town. Emergency services were called to the bank about 3:55 p.m. after the alleged offender took a group of people hostage, police said. It's like out of a movie. Like a really good movie too, like a good action film. Good on you, Rotorua.
We should play them a song. Good on you, Rotorua. We love you guys.
News story number two, I believe. We've got something to do with frozen berries.
Hepatitis A.
I don't eat those. All right, it's rubbish.
Does your dad eat them, Amy?
No.
Does your mum?
Yes, does.
Well, you better tell her to check them out.
So the news story is two new hepatitis A cases linked to frozen berries. So I've got frozen berries. I love blueberries, frozen blueberries. I have them on muesli and stuff like that all the time.
But why are you eating it then?
I'm not. They're sitting in my freezer, and Stephen made a good point before we started recording here. You said, what did you say? I should throw them out.
Yep.
I should throw them out.
Yep.
They're expensive. But hepatitis A. Hepatitis A is a liver disease for people that don't know, and that to me sounds quite costly.
Before Liz eats it.
I don't think she will. I think she's aware of the fact that this is happening out there. It seems like a bit of a game of roulette, not one I really want to be playing. But hepatitis A, as I said, sorry, is a liver disease that is transmitted through the ingestion of contaminated food and water or through direct contact with an infectious person. Symptoms include flu-like symptoms, jaundice, fatigue, and joint pain, according to Health Navigator New Zealand. Not something I really want. Do you guys want hep A?
No.
Okay, no frozen berries for any of us.
We don't want to die.
I said one thing, I don't eat it.
Fair enough. There is also some crazy weather going on. Amy, what's going on with the houses in Coromandel?
2,000 homes is without power.
That's exactly right. And apparently,
But I heard it's not here.
No, it's not here. Don't worry. You can still get to watch your movies this evening.
Good.
The Thames Coromandel District Council said extreme care was needed as there was debris and surface flooding throughout the Coromandel roading network. State Highway 1 in Northland between Takapara and Akurangi is closed due to flooding. There are queues in both directions, and police are asking those who don't need to travel to stay off the roads.
Crazy
weather going on this week. It sounds like spring to me. Summer's just around the corner, though, guys. Don't worry.
That was all Mr. Buckland's fault.
And we'll be able to eat frozen berries, and there'll be no more hostages.
Or
in
not. What was it? Was it your alibi?
It was, yeah.
What's his name?
Don't know.
Is it you, did it?
Maybe.
Maybe it was Aussie. No.
That was the news for this week. Thanks, Stephen. Thanks, Amy.
Yeah.
Should we crank into a song, then we'll come back? I know we've got a couple of really exciting stories.
Yeah. I've got two songs.
Story time.
Actually, I've got a good story.
Wicked. Okay. Well, we're going to dive into a song here by a band called the Rolling Stones. You might have heard of them.
It's cool. The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, the Stones.
My dad actually used to know them.
I know. That's crazy.
Does he know them, Amy?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Is he friends with them?
No, they work with my dad.
Have you? Yes, your dad used to work with EMI.
Yeah, I went to Beach Awards quite a lot.
That's pretty exciting. You've got...
the first time I was 18 years old.
I was going to say, you've got a really good exposure to good music your whole life.
Yeah.
Mostly through your dad.
I mean, you have a very handsome dad.
So this song's called Start Me Up. It's from the 80s.
I could play for my dad. Okay. My dad didn't know some.
Why don't you introduce it then and dedicate this one to Joe?
Yeah. Well, what's it called again?
It's called Start Me Up.
Start Me Up. This song is called Start Me Up. I know everybody knows what a stone is, but my dad used to know them from RMI. So now this is for you.
All right.
On Speakers FM. Enjoy it.
I'm gonna be
Welcome back. That was Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones. Well, Amy's got a story to tell. Take it away, Amy.
I went to this Brit Awards with my dad, yep, and also my mum came. So my dad knows this guy from his work, from RMI. So he took me to meet with Aces, the band, the Aces. So I talked to them. So I love your drinks. And I was quite like a young teenager then.
Yeah.
So I didn't know because I never met them before. So I love your drinks. And he said to me, "Are this Liam I met?"
Yeah, right.
And cool. Yeah. And he said, "What's your favorite song?" I like orange.
So you mistook Oasis the band for Oasis the drink company.
Yeah.
And you said, "I like you." And they said, "What's your favorite song?" And you said, "I like orange."
Yeah.
So you were a fan of the drinks, not the band. Meanwhile, you were meeting one of the most famous bands in the world at that time.
Now it's the band.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I have had that
if
story.
If I saw them again, it would be...
Another story from Amy that is borderline hard to believe, but I can promise everyone out there, I swear, that is 100% true.
Why do you know that story?
I know it because your dad's told it before.
My dad told this.
It's a great story. We're going to...
Thick mouth here.
In that thing.
I'm going to tell him, Amy.
That thing.
I'm going to tell him when he comes in. No luck for you, Amy.
Should we play an Isis song? And then yeah, we'll crack an orange juice while we listen to it.
I think all we get goes to is the band. And it's my apology.
This is
my apology.
Supersonic by Oasis. Catch you soon. Oasis, The Juice.
Originally, the band.
The band, that's right. Sorry, we talked about that as well. I should know that by now. That was Supernova by Oasis, the band.
Yeah.
The British band.
I didn't know it was the band, so I thought it's.
No, I know. You thought they were like from The Juice Company.
Yeah, yeah.
At an EMI event. That's all.
But Dan didn't tell me that.
They told you. What a funny story. What a funny thing to happen.
Yeah. It just is. My Toy Story.
That's right. That was to do with Bon Jovi, the Toy Story.
Yeah.
I can't wait for next week's story.
Yeah, I might tell Dad what kind of stories about me.
Yeah, do that. Compile some stories. I'm sure we all want to hear them. These are really good stories.
Yeah.
You have a story about your dog, don't you?
What?
You have a story about Vinny, your pup.
Yeah. Well, do you watch horses?
Do I watch horses?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, sometimes I put a horse on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Horse,
Steamy yeah.
Box.
Oh, like horse races?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, all the horses, like country and thing.
Really?
See box at them. I don't go for any of it.
Does Octavius bark at horses, Steamy?
No, he just barks at the dogs.
Octavius, describe Octavius to our listeners, for those who don't know.
He's a small little toy poodle.
He's cute. He fits in a handbag and he's smaller than my cat.
You met him.
I met him. He's so cute. He's lovely to hold. I mean, Vinny, yeah, I know Vinny.
Yeah.
I know Vinny.
Octavius is quite, he's quite cute.
Is it clear it's better, safest dog or my dog?
Probably my dog.
If you're going in order of height, it might be a bit unfair, although my dog would win.
I think my dog would win.
But who's got the best dog? How do you even tell?
Me.
That's so subjective. Everyone's saying me. I'm gonna go with me. All right.
I don't know.
We all agree. I've got the best dog.
We'll sing
all right, let's play a song. Catch you soon. No, just kidding. Did you want to dedicate the next song to one of your dogs?
Yeah, now this song is for Octavius.
Octavius, the man. The man, the myth, the legend. It's called I Cross My Heart. Who's it by, Stephen?
George Strait.
See you soon.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. My life complete, and as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. My heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll ever find a love as true as mine. And if along the way we find it starts to storm, you got the promise of my love to keep you warm.
Welcome back. That was George Strait. That was the best song in the whole world. I was singing away.
That was lovely, and that was dedicated to Octavius.
Yes.
Your dog.
Yes.
Who's the best dog?
In the whole world. In the whole world. Stephanie's dog.
What's your sister's name? Dog's name, sorry.
Lucilla.
Oh, yeah, cool.
She's a bit of a nutcase.
Amy, do you have any more stories that you'd like to tell? I know you've got a few lined up for next week, so we might save them for that, or did you want to tell one now?
Not really, but I know the song I know from my sister.
Oh, okay. Go for it. Yep. We've got the song lined up, so you might as well tell the story that goes with it.
Yeah. Lizzie was born in America.
Lizzie, your sister and my wife?
Yeah, my sister and your wife. Yep. Was a flash.
Yep.
So I was born in America, literally.
Yeah, in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Which is a place not many people know, or even where it is. It's on the East Coast. It's just above New York, I believe, or just below.
I think so, yeah. Because I know Neil Diamond sings to his mother.
Yes.
So I wanted to go, see my sister.
Okay, cool. Well, let's hit it then. This is America by Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
It's for Lizzie.
Thank you. and far. Without a home, but not without a star. Free, only one could be free. We huddle close, hang on to a dream. On the boats and on the planes, coming to America, never looking back again. Coming to America, home. Don't it seem so far away? We're traveling light today. The eye of the storm, in the eye of the storm. Home to a new and a shining place. Make our bed, we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come to America. Got a dream to take them there. They come to America. Got a dream they come to share. They come to America. They come to America. They come to America. They come to America. They come to America today. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing, of thee I sing, today.
Whack a bit, that was Neil Diamond, America. Well, it's been a good show.
It's been a great show. Ames, how are you feeling?
Good.
Yeah, good. What did you think about the show?
Amy's pretty awesome too. She's the best person in the whole world too. My best work colleague in the world.
Okay, Steve.
Are you going to say thanks? That's a pretty nice compliment.
Thank you, Steve.
Didn't say about me.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Thanks, everyone. It's been a great show.
Yep. And Mr. Button, he's also good to work with too.
Thanks, man. And you guys are great to work with. We'll see everyone next week. Thanks heaps for listening. And again, don't forget, 4th of December.
Come down and visit us.
Come down and visit us. We're going to be in Devonport.
And I'll be handing out lollies for people, if they're nice to me.
You'll see us too. We'll get a big marquee up. We'll be recording. Come meet everyone.
Well,
are we
doing this again?
Yeah, we're going to do it live. We're going to do it out in the field, literally. It's going to be great.
Out on the field.
Yeah, like out in the, yeah, where the actual
hospital is. Where we have microphones.